Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Hollywood Casino Press Box, featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. The Gatesworth offers the finest in senior living. If you're looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandpa, we recommend the Gatesworth. Their food really is outstanding. The activities are unbelievable. It's just a great place for you to spend the sunset of your life. And, of course, Hollywood Casino is the place to watch all the games. It's the place to do some people watching. It's a place to eat at Charlie Gito's. The Final Cut Steakhouse, which is outstanding out there. We appreciate them being one of our great sponsors, Hollywood Casino.
Just left Twister a voicemail saying, I'm sorry that Frank made a couple disparaging comments about you,
oh,
but
gosh.
Feel free to come by and join us next week if you'd like.
Pedro, the owner at Lester's, it's not gluten-free, but you can order it medium rare. The beet juice makes it look like a medium rare burger. It's all vegetables.
Okay, so here's what we got to do. He's got to bring the one impossible burger, and then just for the sake of comparison, one real burger.
Yeah, I'll eat that one.
And then
while
we'll
Frank
do
eats the other one.
We'll do the taste test and compare.
I will say this at what's the place in Dogtown?
Max.
Felix's. Max.
Oh.
Do they have a great little patio too?
Yeah, it's really they don't really own the patio. They just own like the kitchen area. There's a bar on that same location, but they technically don't own that. But their veggie burger, I'm telling you, you could not pass the taste test. You could have that and a cheeseburger, and you could not tell the difference. It's unbelievable.
And where are they? They're on Tam. They're not the corner. Well, the great Mexican restaurant that used to be on the corner.
Oh, yeah.
That went away, and it used to be a grocery store right next to it. I'm not sure what's
it's
on that.
It's right down the street from Seamus.
Okay.
Not too far from that.
That was the Mexican restaurant was run by Eddie Arzola.
Yeah, what was it? It wasn't at El Mogwe.
Oh, my gosh.
Arcilio's was down in the... That was one of the more popular Mexican restaurants, right on that corner.
Yeah, oh, their food was great.
And Fox 2 used to be right up the road, so I would go there all the time.
I'm going to text Eddie right now. What was the name of your restaurant? I coached his son for about 3 years. Great guy.
Getting hungry on the press box here. I don't want to call out Brian because he is one of the hosts.
No.
He is one of the hosts of 590 Baseball, which comes your way every Friday at 1 o'clock.
From Schnucks tomorrow.
But I think this was a false narrative because I heard you say, oh, boy, it's a getaway lineup. Colton Wong's leading off. I don't mind that.
No, I don't mind it. I think it is getaway when you don't have Carpenter, Ozuna.
But Fowler. Okay, so let me ask. So Wong leads off.
Chewies.
That's
yes, best.
Thank you. So Wong leads off. I have no problem with that. Jose Martinez is playing for Fowler. I don't mind that. Tyler O'Neill is playing for Ozuna. Most days we would have been begging for that. So is it really a, quote, getaway lineup when Fowler doesn't play? Now, Molina not playing is what
that's
jumps
getaway
out, right?
Yes.
Molina gets the rest, but on the whole, Jose for Dexter, nobody's complaining. O'Neill for Ozuna, most people aren't complaining. Wong leading off doesn't bother me.
Well, it can't be a true getaway day lineup in that they actually have depth. So their B lineup actually is pretty good. It's not, I guess, back in the day where Derek Barton or Brian Barden would sometimes get at bats. And those were true getaway days.
The famous Thursday day game when Matt Morris would walk in, he would look at the lineup and he would yell, are we even trying to win today? Or Scott Rowland would be looking and Gary Bennett would be in the lineup. And Rowland would shake his head at the lineup like, interesting. Ooh, Bennett's hitting six? And then Gary Bennett walked by and goes, hey, Big Benny, we were just talking about you over here. So, yes, there is a thing, the getaway lineup. And I think Joe Maddon was getting ripped because he used to say, hey, two out of three ain't bad. We're good with that. But I'm not sure this
But you got to play these guys sometimes. Yeah. And it makes a lot of sense to rest Yadier Molina today so we can get two full days and be fresh in Mexico
over
the
weekend.
Won the
first three games of the series. It's fine.
Yeah, but I don't think this is a total throwing in the towel lineup because Ozuna sitting, Fowler sitting, a week ago you would have asked for that. And Wong hitting leadoff is not a crazy idea in general.
You know, our audience is incredible because if we were to ask, like, Stan Musial's lifetime batting average, 331, we'd probably not get many responses right away. But we've gotten, like, 15 responses from Chewies. In fact, Eddie Arzola texting in, yeah, Chewies, how are you guys doing? So
it's funny. We are a...
Are you cooking right now, Eddie?
Yeah, boy. Oh, well, what a place.
I guess this is technically a sports show.
What?
And we throw out a lot of sports topics. But it does seem that more often than not, when food is brought up, restaurants, favorite places to go here and there, that's what elicits the most audience reaction.
And it is sort of our wheelhouse, but it's also that time of day. It's
right.
Lunchtime.
Yeah.
You're thinking about going out to eat.
Someone says Felix's is there now.
Good
so if someone
there.
Wants to bring a slice of Felix's down this way, I would not argue with them. Sausage and pepperoni.
I swear, we have like 15 Chewy's texts.
Because that was a great spot.
Oh, it was good. It was authentic. Eddie's dad was in the kitchen all the time, too. Wow.
Was it a leasing issue? I can't remember, but it went away.
Yeah, then they went downtown to the Coronado Room.
That's it.
For a cup of coffee, too.
Okay.
And now I think Eddie's actually in the car business right now, and I think he works with the Weber family.
Well, drop off a car. We're fine. We're either
deliver
way.
Deliver the Felix's pizza in a car.
And speaking of audience reaction, I'm getting ready to leave the stadium yesterday, and we were doing our 6 o'clock report outside the stadium. Now, Frank, some people would say that's just a lazy way to do it because you're close to your car and you can get out of there quickly.
But you actually had to.
Had to get off the field. Right, get off the field.
No one Chris Tuno.
And it was really close to the car, but I'm standing right by the media entrance, which is also that walkway from patios into the stadium, and I see our friend Kenny Wallace walking by with all of his buddies.
The life of the party.
Kenny.
The life of the party. His buddy Buddha, who would be in the background during our segments.
He looks like a Buddha.
He looks like a Buddha.
100%.
But he said, you know what, Martin? I've been doing media for years and years. He goes, you know how many people come up to me because those stupid Tuesday set? I'm like, well, it's not stupid, of course.
Great radio.
He said, I get more feedback from 5-9 of the fan than anything I do. He goes, what are we on, 10 or 15 minutes every Tuesday? He said, everybody comes up to me now and says, I heard you on that show the other day.
Wow. Yeah, that's probably because the 50,000 red hot watts, the powerful signal of 5-9 of the fan.
We are the show of the people. Frank and I are at the ball. You see us everywhere. You see Kenny Wallace everywhere. So spread the word and drop off some food.
Frank's food opinions are can't miss ever since I saw the video of him using chopsticks. Okay, I blew it with the chopsticks. We were at, Tani.
Oh, Tani.
Yeah,
okay.
I really kind of botched it up when I had to. I should have just done a second take, but I guess the photog had
Well, you have somebody over there that will release outtakes, it seems.
Yeah, Corey Miller.
He did a montage of Frank, his initial reaction while eating food.
He's like the
food
Sally gasms. When Harry met Sally. He's over there oohing and aahing with every bite.
What's next for food picks?
Oh, we're at Duke's in Wentzville, where it's a barbecue that's every bit as good as our finest here in St. Louis.
All right.
We're excited about that.
And maybe as a entry to Frank's Food Picks, you just come by here and say, here's something you guys will want to try, and then it'll lead to a food pick.
The gateway, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. Cyberg's is probably going to be next week, so that'd be an ideal candidate since they have so many of them.
Bring the wings.
You're a fan of the wings.
I love the wings.
The shark bites.
I love their you can get their classic chicken sandwich grilled and just slather it in the sauce.
How often have you had chicken wings or a cheeseburger and said that thing was terrible?
Never.
How rare is it when you say that's a really bad cheeseburger?
They used to have a family thing that we'd get once every like 2 weeks where you'd get the pizza, the toasted rav, the wings, and shark bites. And a salad, I think, for like $26.
Pizza's good too there.
Yeah. Well, by the way, did I tell you my theory about why I'm so late to every show? Monique finally told me, because I said, because Claiborne's
making... Oh, the show, you mean like that we're on years ago, like on Netflix now? Okay.
Yeah, now we're going to try watching.
I thought you meant you were missing slot at Channel 5, like in time for sports. Frank's not here. I'll just begin.
But Monique said, she goes, you got to realize, for 20 years, we never turned on the television unless it was a sporting event because of those kids. You know, they had a game or a
No, I think that's legit.
Yeah.
I am a little concerned with Frank. This Waltons is unbelievable. This family lives in the woods. Like, okay, that's...
I love Lucy. I tell you, this is outstanding.
It is hard to wrap your head around when we were kids that we would actually watch a show once a week, and then at the end they would just put up the big graphic that said, to be continued. And you would wait till the next Wednesday or Thursday to watch the show. And then they would, previously on Barnaby Jones. And then they would... It was a big deal if it was a two-parter. To be continued. By the way, I always mentioned Barnaby Jones, but I honestly think right now Rich Gould might be watching Barnaby Jones.
He was getting mad because what show was it that's no longer on TV?
Rockford Files. He wasn't able to find it.
Well, that was a great show.
Yes.
James Garner was outstanding.
I think Rich's ringtone might in fact be...
The music?
The music from the Rockford Files.
That's good stuff.
In fact, Rich is off this weekend. He takes off this weekend every year.
The Masters?
Because of the Masters.
Good for him.
You know, former champions, it's a big time of year.
That's right. All right, a couple of business items here. I want to tell you about Maryville. They are one of our great sponsors. They're continuing to build a new, more diverse and inclusive campus. It's a core value of the institution, and one of four pillars in Maryville's strategic plan. Go to maryville.edu for more information about Maryville. And what about the Cardinals here?
Well, Frank, the Cardinals have so many great promotions happening this year at Busch Stadium. Go to cardinals.com/promotions. In fact, next weekend, they host the Mets. The new Blue Road Alternative jersey. It's from the 19th through the 21st. That's one of the giveaways that weekend. I think that's the 20th. Get your tickets today at cardinals.com/promotions. And also, finally, the Dotem Open is taking place on May 30th and the 31st at Normandy Golf Club. Foursomes still available for Thursday, May 30th, for only $500. You get golf for you and three friends, lunch, booze, and the opportunity to meet Lisa Ann, who will be in attendance. There is a limited quantity available, so do not wait. You got to go to eventbrite.com and type free Dotem, D-O-T-E-M, in the search bar.
What do we have coming up?
Oh, it's the coveted hour. A lot of great breakdown of the Cardinals-Dodgers series, the Blues. We're just going to relive the great night that was St. Louis sports. The Cards winning, the Blues winning.
We're
going
to play the Mike Shannon clip on Ozuna just on a loop.
Yeah, just constantly. Fresh hot takes being served up. Coveted hour, midday grind is next.